Being wealthy, being rich, having lots of money. I can feel some people getting excited about that, and some people go, oh, it's like it's almost swearing to say, let's be rich. Because sometimes people associate being rich, wealthy, having lots of money with not nice people. However, some interesting things to ponder. If you have financial freedom, so we've rephrased all of those words, wealthy, rich, lots of money, and pointed out what money can do. So it simply means that you have the freedom to choose whatever you'd like. So you can choose to drive an old, inexpensive car, or you can choose to drive an expensive car. You can choose to travel on the bus, or you can choose to fly in a private jet. You can choose to shop in an inexpensive shop, or you can choose to shop in a designer store. See, that when you have no money, when you are poor, when you are broke, there is no choice. You have to catch the bus, or you have an ugly old car that's inexpensive. You have to fly economy class. You have to wear cheap clothes. You have to eat cheap food. You have to live in a cheap house because you can't afford not to. But the beautiful thing about having wealth, money, financial freedom, is you are free to choose. And without judging people who do have money, because unless you have been wealthy, it would be very sad to say all wealthy people are bad people, or they're not very nice people, or they treat people badly, because you wouldn't know unless you'd been one yourself. And if you're a lovely person and you become wealthy, you'd just be a wealthy, lovely person. And of course, if you're a yucky person and you are wealthy, you'll just be a yucky, wealthy person. Money doesn't change who you are. And people, again, will disagree with that. Well, I used to have this friend and they were really nice, and then they became wealthy and now they're not very nice anymore. No, they were never very nice. Because you're either a nice person or you're not. And money should never, ever make a difference. So let's have a look at how to be financially free. And what do I know? There's millions of books in the world. There's thousands and millions of billions of financial planners. There's so much advice to take on board. However, rather than read a book or take advice from wealth creation people or whatever, let's just have a look at what wealthy people do. The ones that, and when I talk about wealthy, I'm talking about they've got it all together. So I'm not talking about a rich person who's so overweight they can hardly breathe, or they never see their children because they're so busy in their business, or they never go on holidays because they're too stressed. I'm talking about people that have got it all together. So they have financial freedom, which gives them life freedom, meaning they can choose the way they live their life. They can choose to work. Most people have to work to pay the rent or pay the mortgage or pay the car payments or put food on the table. I'm talking about financial freedom where if you want to go to play rather than work, because who would want to go to work anyway, then it becomes play. Because if you don't have to go, you're going because you really want to, it is no longer work. It's just play. And those people, when you have a look at what they do to become wealthy, or what they have done to become wealthy, to have freedom and choice, to have a life that they thoroughly enjoy, they're incredibly happy and they do lots to add value to the world, that's the tip we start with. Those people add value to the world. Now, they have done that in whether they've done it through their business or they've done it by being really good with their money. But what happens is they've done... If, let's just say we'll pick the person who's done, hasn't got their own business. They just work for somebody else, but they've done good things with their money. What happens there is they add massive value to somebody else's business. They keep getting promoted. They keep getting paid more money. So their ability to earn more money and do the right thing with that money then becomes easier. And of course, we've all heard of compound interest. I just wish I'd heard about it earlier. it's not about having money. It's about the allocation of money and the simple task of investing not all of your money, just investing some of your money. So we've all heard if we invested a dollar a day from when we were 15 years of age, we could all retire as multimillionaires. And that is absolutely true. Those of us that have had to start a little bit later, it's been a little bit more complicated. But the simple act of investing $1 a day hasn't changed. It's very simple. Some of us might have to invest 3, 4, 5, 10, 15. So the ability to choose a life of abundance, of freedom usually starts with, or if it's very obviously that it starts with, adding massive value to other people's lives. Whether you have a product or a service and you do that through your business, that people want to buy your product or service, or if you work in somebody else's business, you add such massive value to their business that you keep getting paid more, you keep getting promoted, and people really appreciate the extra value that you add to their business. Now, all of that can't happen unless you are adding value to your own life. You can't go to work every day and put in 100% effort at the job that you're at the business that you're in, if you aren't looking after yourself first. So one could say that what is the use of being wealthy if you're not healthy? Again, if you're really healthy, it'd be lovely then to have the ability to have financial freedom so you can go and enjoy how healthy you are. So the two go together. So the next part is, how do I get healthy and stay healthy for the rest of my life? And of course, that's really simple. Look after you, put in high performance fuel, keep your body moving, make sure you drink lots of water, eat real food, get huffy puffy and fit, and obviously lift heavy things so you stay strong both mentally and physically. So that's really easy. So the first one is add massive value to people's lives. The second one is to be healthy, fit and strong yourself, which really should probably go first, because you can't add value to other people's lives if you are not looking after yourself first. The next part is that you allocate not your money, but your time effectively. When you have a look at really wealthy people who have financial freedom, who are incredibly happy, you also don't hear them making excuses for being too busy to exercise, or too busy to spend time with their family, or too busy to do their marketing plan, or too busy to spend time with the important people in their business. They always allocate time effectively. They have learned to prioritize the 24 hours in their day that everybody else has in theirs. Rich people, poor people, average income earners, everyone has 24 hours. It's exactly the same. And we seem to be so focused on money and investing money and getting dollars, but we forget that the most valuable thing in our life really is our time, because you can't get more time. Once it's been wasted, once it's been spent, more importantly, when you invest time, you will get a great return on your investment. If you waste it, it's gone. If you invest it, you will get a much better return on your investment than if you invest money in the bank. So the absolute key then is, how do I allocate my time? And a great question to ask yourself every day is simply this: is what I'm doing right now heading me towards my life of freedom, choice, abundance, where I won't have to be accountable or answer to other people? I will get to choose. And that is all about looking after your time, investing your time wisely. So the things that you have a look at, people that have financial freedom, they'll share with you: very little time on the TV, very little time on the Facebook, very little time invested in people, or not wasted with people is a better word, who are not adding value to their lives. There's no gossiping, there's no complaining, there's no making excuses, there's no justifying. People who are financially free don't waste their time. They understand that 60 seconds of time, 1 minute invested, will get a massive return on their investment. But if you waste that 1 minute, you'll never get it back. So a great question, always ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now heading me towards financial freedom? And if it's not, don't do it. Go find something else to do that will be. The next part is the allocation, obviously, of the dollars that you have. And again, it's not how much you earn, it's simply the allocation. So there's lots of different wealth creation plans, and there's lots of different ways to break up your budget, or how much money is actually coming into your life. And you might say to me, but I don't have any money coming into my life. Well, if you live in a Western world, if you live in Australia or New Zealand or any of the countries that have a social security system, even if you are not employed, you are still earning money, which means the following information can still be applied. The second part to that, by the way, is I will strongly and firmly pronounce, how's that for a good word, that you can have a job, you can earn money. And the reason I'm so adamant about sharing that is that libraries in a Western world are for free, and in the library are books on how to become employable, how to better your communication skills, your presentation skills, your phone skills, your ability to get on with other people. All of those books are in the library and they cost no money. One of the biggest challenges in the world today for any business, and any business owner will tell you this, is finding great people to make sales. And if you have the ability to make sales, that was whether that's on the phone or in person, you then have the ability to earn money. And every business in the world, and there's literally hundreds of millions of businesses who need salespeople. So you can always earn money. That's what I'm sharing with you. Learn how to sell effectively. You'll always get a job. And if you've got a job, you'll be earning money. And if you're earning money, you can then apply this very simple budgeting tool. And before you go, "Bah, budget, I don't like to budget." Budget's like a freedom tool. If you aren't budgeting, you're always wondering where your money's going. You hear people say this, "I don't know where it all goes." Well, yeah, you do, because you earned it, you spent it. You might have forgot where you spent it, but you know that it went somewhere because you spent it. When you have a budget, it gives you the freedom to know that the money that you are spending is meant to be spent. You're not spending money from the future or the past or from the credit card. It's money that you are allowed to spend because you've budgeted to do that. So here's very simple. Now, how you break this up, it doesn't matter, but this is the simplest way to do it, and you might just have to change the percentages. So it's been suggested that you learn to live on 70% of what you earn. So we'll make it really simple, and whether you just change the dollars to suit your income. But let's say you earn, and we'll make it really low, you earn $100 a week. So you'd learn to live on $70 a week. Now, I know that I'm sounding ridiculous, but just for the sake of the numbers, you learn to live on $70 a week. You now have $30 a week spare. What do you do with that $30? It's easy. You break it up. 10%. So out of that $100, $10 is going to go to Ron, later Ron. You're going to not spend that money on your bank account, sorry, on your electricity account or your car payment account or going out for dinner or food or anything. You're going to take $10 out of that $100 and put it away. Now, ideally, there's lots of different places to put it away, and you could just simply put it in the bank where it's nice and safe. But what you can't do is spend it, because it's not yours for now, it's yours for later on. So out of that $100, $10 goes for Ron. Now you have $20 left. $5 goes to your what if fund. So there's always a time in your life when something happens and you want to be covered for that. You want to feel safe and secure. What if the television breaks down on State of Origin night or the biggest football game of the year? What if I get a flat tire and I have to buy a new tire? What if I break the heel on my favorite pair of shoes and I'm going out for dinner tonight? What if the fridge breaks down? So you've got to have money for what ifs. So take out of your income every single week, you're going to take $5 out of your $100 and put it in your what if fund, so 5%. So 10% goes to later on, 5% goes to your what if fund. This is the fun one. 5% goes to your woohoo fund, your fun fund, your holiday fund, your I can do whatever I want with you fund. And you don't, it's up to you. You might plan, okay, at the end of the year, I'm going to invest my fun fund in a holiday or in a new car or in a new dress or something for my family. However, you don't play with it now because it's not yours to play with now. It's your fun fund to plan to have fun with. And a lot of people don't go on holidays because they just simply don't plan. They don't go and buy new clothes because they simply don't plan. This is the money that you can do whatever you want with. So out of your $100, you take $5 and you put it in your fun fund. So you now have $10 left. Now, most people will never understand what I'm going to share with you, but if you look at the wealthy people in the world, the people have financial freedom, you're going to say, well, okay, what's with the 10? The $10 has to go to charity. It has to go to giving. It has to be given away, 10% given away. Now, you can argue with that. It's like arguing with gravity, by the way. You can say, well, I don't want to drop my pen and it goes to the floor. I want to drop my pen and it goes and hits the wall. But you've got to understand that when you drop your pen on the ground, it will fall to the ground, because that's called gravity. The most wealthy people in the world today, the ones that have the most money, are the people who do the most with their money for people who have no money. They are the most charitable, giving, the most philanthropic. There's another fantastic word. People who give money away. The wealthiest people in the world, the ones that have the most money, are the people who give the most money away. Now, you can argue that and say, well, I don't have any money to give away, but this is a simple plan here, remember? Out of every 100, you live on 70, you invest 10, you have 5 for what if, 5 for fun, and you have 10 to give away. Now, you may choose that's your favorite charity, and at the end of the year, you write them a check. You might give it to your church. You might give it to the school FATE program, but it's not your money. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is that the wealthier you become, the more you can give, because it's a percentage, you see. And that's why the people who are so incredibly wealthy can give so much, because they're in the habit of giving. The richest man to have ever have lived, of course, he's dead now, but when you compare how much money he had, his name was Andrew Carnegie. So he's still dollar per capita per how much people earn, etc. He's still the richest man to have ever have lived. He spent the first half of his life earning as much money as he possibly could so he could spend the second part of his life giving it all away. I'm sharing that with you simply because the richest man to ever have lived had the most giving philosophy of all. I'm going to become super wealthy so I can give it all away. And by the way, the more he gave away, the more money he made. And that's an interesting take note as well. So if you have a look at your budget, it's really simple. 70 for you to live on, 10 for Ron, so you can live later on very happily, 5 for what if, and 5 for fun. When you break up your income like that, it's really simple to live happily. As your income increases, because it will, you'll be focused, you'll be wanting to earn more money so you can put more in your fun fund and you can put more in your what if fund and you'll have more to live on. You'll become more valuable. If you become more valuable, it may simply be because you are more healthy, more fit and more strong. And most importantly, that you allocate your time effectively. So you would never make excuses, I've got no time to exercise, I've got no time to budget, I've got no time. You will always find the time because you know that time is about investment, not wasting. May life be full of abundance and financial freedom for you, because you make it as simple as it really is.